The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, joins us now. Good morning, Steve. I guess we should talk first about lawn, garden, and driveway scams now that the weather is warming up. What are you hearing about that?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Always during this time of the year, they get the lawn and garden scams as, you know, as homeowners get ready to beautify their yards. The scammers always come out of the woodworks this time of the year, so it's be just crucially to be vigilant against seasonal scams targeting these lawn services and garden services. You know, people coming up to your house saying they happen to be down the street, or that they can take care of your lawn, they're asking for cash, or they want you to sign a long-term contract, Bob. Sometimes consumers have to be wary of it, but just because they say it's just a one-time thing, they may sign up for a subscription-type service. So it's always, you just make sure you check out the company and the offer itself.
We've talked about restaurants losing business to what's called reservation piracy. Tell us about this, because some of the hottest restaurants are victims here, aren't they?
Yeah, it is, Bob. Unfortunately, it's increasing across Chicago and across the nation as well. It's tough to get reservations at some restaurants, but the bad actors, scammers, are scooping up these reservations at hotspots and trying to sell them for big money on different websites. So you got to be very careful of that when you're who you're buying from, especially if it's not from a well-known one, because it could come with a high price that you wouldn't normally pay. But it's these third parties, reservation people, trying to steal these reservations from like Open Table and others and charging high fees to consumers who are duped on that. So be careful on that.
Yeah, and also be careful right now about imposters supposedly offering up the real ID. You knew this was going to happen, didn't you, Steve?
Yeah, we did, Bob. It happens all the time. It happened before when they threatened that this was going to come on a few years ago. So basically, everybody knows that May 7th is the deadline for real ID. Stick with the Secretary of State only. No website saying that they're the Secretary of State. Click here. We can help you get in line faster or get it done through the mail. These are fraudsters, scammers who will be trying to steal your account information, your driver's license number, and things of that nature. So be skeptical and always cautious about what we talk about of any unsolicited call, especially with real ID, because that's usually there'll be a tip-off to rip-off on this one, Bob.
And those messages, those texts supposedly from the post office or some other organization saying they have a package for you, there are so many of those now, aren't there?
There are so many of those saying they have packages, and it basically, Bob, they send it to everybody. So how do they know I was getting a UPS or an Amazon package? Well, they send it to everybody. So be careful if you receive an unsolicited, email saying that something's wrong. If you feel it's your package, call the company itself or go to the website directly. Don't follow any links. And as tax season has passed us now, Bob, but you always have these fake individuals saying that they're with the IRS. You know, scammers using tactics to deceive and intimidate victims and in divulging sensitive information because you didn't pay your taxes or we need some information regarding your taxes. So always be skeptical, Bob. Is anybody calling you out of blue? Don't answer your phone. Let it go to voicemail unless it's in your contacts. And then do the research before giving your money.
And a reminder about the Better Business Bureau website, you can go to BBB.org and report what you think is a scam and also get some information about good legitimate businesses, can't you, Steve?
Right, Bob. Most consumers don't realize that we're a referral agency, so you can help you find businesses that you can trust. So you look for the sign of a better business, which is the BBB seal, and that's a company that you can trust. We have information on 400,000 companies in our database. So if you have any information that you need, or you need a waterproofer, or buying an automobile, hiring a lawn service, you go to Better Business Bureau website. You can find a contractor or individual near your house or in your area, and you can get free quotes from the Better Business Bureau as well.
BBB.org for that. Steve Burness, thank you. Talk to you next Thursday.
Have a great day, Bob. Thank you.
You too.